Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. We're getting ready for session number 6, The Rise of Homo Satanas, the apocalypse of the man of lawlessness, Anthropos Anamos. Now listen, this is, again, as we look into this subject, it is a global concern. It is a individual concern. It is a national concern because it is right now affecting the world. There is no globalism without the spirit behind globalism, and there is no need for this globalism, this new supernatural day, this age of Aquarius. You know, all that's being planned on that alternative spiritual shelf. There's no need for all of that if there is no Antichrist. But there is a coming Antichrist. Now, very important to realize from the very outset, especially if you're a new listener right now, or if you've just begun to listen to this series, the Antichrist that millions believe is coming, both believers in Christ and even non-believers and many others believe that something is happening and are looking towards a cataclysmic and chaotic time in the future, the very near future, but also there are those that are believing and hoping for a kind of salvation to this present crisis and this chaos and what may break out around us. So let's take a look again at some of the series that we've started with here. The introduction to the Antichrist, prophetic revelation, God's snapshot, the reasons to know about the Antichrist. Why should we even care? Why should we know? And then again, the appearance of the Antichrist, or even near the appearance of the Antichrist. It is a declaration of the very end of the age. You're talking about possibly the last 7 years of human history as we know it. And the most volatile, the most deceiving, the most cataclysmic, the most incredible supernatural clash in human history. Can I ask you something? Are you ready for this? Now, depending on whether your background is New Age or psychic or Luciferian or satanic or whatever it may be, maybe you're a researcher, maybe one of the remote viewers that have been looking in, listening in to many of these different sessions. Maybe a believer that is studying the Word of God. I listened to, of course, in the past, Art Bell and George Norrie, and I listened to the shows there from time to time, and the discussions on the Antichrist and the belief that he's coming. It's clear they believe it. And there is that sense of fear or angst in the air. Now listen, this session, number 6, is simply entitled Antichrist, Satan's Idea, Not God's. Now, the entire title for the series is The Rise of Homo Satanas, Antichrist, The Ancient Hate. And we're putting these up on a separate web page. So if you're used to listening to these on the preemption broadcast Podomatic, we're not putting all 55 or 60 sessions up there. We'll put a few sessions up there, but we'll ultimately have our own web page. It's www.shatterthedarkness.net/antichrist. That's all. And if you have that web page, week to week we'll be adding another one. And in the middle of July or later, we'll be adding 2 to 3 more per week, getting more done for you. So listen, I believe it's urgent to know everything we can know about the individual that will bring unprecedented world global unification politically with the military, will eventually bring about the most powerful supernaturally charged military in human history, will bring about the most spiritually empowered system in world fallen history, but a system that is cloaked in seduction, masqueraded. That all that God's going to bring about, the Prince of Peace is going to bring about an end to war, an end to crime, an end to violence, an end to death, an end to all this is coming in the return of the living Christ. But there is this desire to come before. And behind all of this motivation, of the dark side is that issue of somehow stopping God. And I guarantee you that if you're not a believer in Christ, that same presence that I'm talking about here, out there in the world around us, is always seeking to stop individuals from hearing or encountering. Now, you might think that is bogus, but I'm telling you, there's a spiritual clash. My question would be whether or not, well, do you know God? It's all about knowing God. The cross, Christ, what he's done, has literally just ripped open the doorways to personal relationship and eternal relationship. The end of sin, the end of death, the end of this darkness is found in the real Son of God, the living Christ. Now, in this session, I'm going to tell you right now that it's not Satan's idea. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that Satan's even real? And if he is, where's he at? What's he doing? Do you know the origin? Do you know the nature? Do you know the agenda? Do you know the methodology? Do you know the concept of spiritual evolution? Spiritual evolution flows from Hell's Kitchen. The concept that is feeding into fallen mankind's need and desire to be something more than we already are. Because we've lost something. We've lost the original Imago Dei, the image of God and what we once were. Yes. So then, in the predatory nature of the dark side, there is this offer to humanity again and again and again and again to become deity, to become something higher, to have a different alternative spiritual, you know, stream to join. And that was the original didache of the fallen cherub in the beginning. Well, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, when it comes to the Antichrist, someone who will help bring the world to the brink of destruction, by Revelation chapter 9, in the rise of the Antichrist and all that he's going to do, we're dealing with one-third of humanity in less than 3.5-4 years. One-third of humanity, a couple of billion of people will be dead. Now, there's precursors to this concept. Well, in the Georgia Guidestones, the desire of the New Age movement, of the Masonic or the Rosicrucian, the idea literally behind it all, convincing humanity that there is a need, maybe Mother Earth, Gaia, the principle of 2012 and prophecies, a cleansing of the earth, get rid of millions, if not billions of people for a more manageable world. So, along with the coming destruction is preparatory teaching for the world to realize, hey, this is a need, this is a must. We've got to have this chaos and this cleansing and the end of a few billion people and whittling the human race down so that we can start all over and do it right. Now, if that's what you're believing, I challenge it. I'm telling you that that is the very spiritual core of what God has revealed that the fallen cherub in his agenda and with his method is doing in the world right now. Let me say one thing about the rise of the Antichrist. Yes, we need to know. Obviously, in my view anyway, he's in the world right now. He's around somewhere. In Europe? Probably. But there's not been the apocalypse. That means the unveiling that he's come to power. That hasn't happened yet. There'll be a great chaos first. A great chaos before a new order. And the chaos will be, well, it's plotted and it's planned. And it's part of that underground, you know, not only just planning, but the process of eventually collapsing everything around us in order to bring not only a new world order, but somebody that's going to rule in that new world. Well, let me say this. God did not will this to occur. It is not the will of God for the Antichrist to come. It is not God inspiring this and causing this. And so we need to understand from the totality of biblical revelation, prophets, angels like in the book of Daniel, apostles of the New Testament, the clarity of biblical prophetic revelation. None of it tells us that God is bringing about the Antichrist. This is not God bringing about the world's worst nightmare to teach the world a lesson. So it has nothing to do with God bringing it into the world. God did not plan for death to come into the world, sin to come into the world. It was not the will of God. God clearly said, don't. In doing this, you shall surely die. God gave warning. God said, this is what's going to happen if we use this incredible thing that is, well, some call it free agency, free will, this ability for finite autonomy to be able to, you know, to simply tell God, forget it, and take on whatever it is that's the alternative. If we haven't learned that that brings about death and destruction and pain and harm and hell itself, then we are at a loss. We are at a loss. And vast numbers into the millions right now are being deceived in the preparatory, spiritual, incremental approach to the coming of this one Scripture calls Antichristos, the instead of Christ, not God's will, not God's plan. This is not even God's permission. Now, I've heard theologians do this about sin. God permitted mankind to fall. He didn't permit mankind to fall. There's free agency. We were created with it. It's part of our structure as humanity in bearing the imago Dei, the image of God. God didn't sit aside and say, well, I will permit this to occur. God said, don't. God drew a line. God gave a word that would have saved and preserved humanity, kept us in our eternal state, in that state of perfection, in that Adamic nature. We would have never, never had death enter in, the sin code enter in. We would have never had this hellishness that we've experienced in fallen human history. God simply, in His will, in His design, in His desire, said don't. And so it's very clear. God does not permit the Antichrist. God does not plan the Antichrist in all of biblical revelation. We've got to understand the idea of the laws of engagement. If you don't understand the laws of engagement, you're not going to understand how such destruction can come. Let's go back to pre-Nazi Germany, when a nation was struggling and hurting and in great need, depressed and embarrassed. All those things were there. Why did the nation's leaders not lead them to God and seek the redemption of God and seek the hand of God? Does not the Scripture tell us that God will help nations, that God loves nations? Look at the end of the book of Romans. Look at the last couple of verses when God cares about nations. When God cared about Nineveh, 120,000 people, all of the city, everything else, God wanted revival. God wanted them to turn back and find redemption. He didn't want their destruction. He didn't want Germany's destruction. But where leaders and where the masses of people turn, believe, put all their trust in and all their activity in, it depends on what path we go down. This is the laws of engagement. Satan can have no right where it's not given. Jesus says this back in the Gospel of John in reference to Satan himself, that the prince of this world has nothing in me. He had no legal hook. It comes from the Greek word found in Ephesians chapter 4, where it tells believers not to give the devil a foothold, a topon, a legal right to your life. And the way that we do that is to begin to just live our lives out in sin, you know, literally yield ourselves to the will of Satan. And we're going to talk about the will of Satan. Did you know there is a concept of the will of Satan? There's the will of God, which the Bible says in Romans 12 is good, pleasing, and perfect. Listen, if you check that out, God's will, God loves us and God's will and God's plan. I'm happy to tell you that it's a great plan. It's a plan that involves the destruction of death, the destruction of sin issues, the healing of our heart and our relationship with God, and the promise of the physics of God in the gift of indestructible immortality. I confess to you that God has come to dwell in my life by the Spirit of the Lord, by the Spirit of Christ, and this gift of eternal life is here. Have you ever read it? Have you ever read it in 1 John chapter 5? When God says, I write this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life. Let me tell you something, it's not a life where you're just floating around the sky, floating around the clouds, what to do, nothing to do. Listen, you need to really study and see what it is God reveals. I mean, the scripture tells us, take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Take a look where it says that, listen, no mind has conceived. Nobody's thought it up on their own. Nobody's come up with this on their own. But the glories now and the vast glories to come have been revealed by the uncreated infinite Spirit of God. And I'm telling you that there is an alternative offered by finite fallen presence. There is an alternative to all of what God has offered and being shoved down the throat of culture, maybe down yours, maybe down your heart and your mind. The Bible tells us clearly that Satan, the god of this age, blinds the minds so that humanity cannot see who Jesus really is. And let me tell you something, that is part of the spiritual operative, the supernatural operative work of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is, listen, now at work in those who are disobedient. Those who are, again, without the Spirit of God. And I'm going to ask you again whether you do or you don't. Because we're not talking about just a conspiracy. We can talk about whether or not there was an invocation to Antichrist in St. Paul's Chapel in the Vatican. As maybe Malachi Martin believes. We can ask the questions of who's the mother of the Antichrist? If he's the counterfeit of the real Christ, if he is the Anthropos, the man of anamos, lawlessness, then as Jesus was conceived by the Spirit of God, and you have God and human mix in the incarnation, fully God, fully man, incredible, angels sang about it, they declared it, they believed it, you know what, the elect angels of God were even in total sync with Scripture. It's the fallen finite spirits that are not in sync with Scripture. That's why they're trying to give alternative writings. They're called, in Timothy 4:1, didache of demons. A lot of spiritual alternative writings all over the place. There is real, inspired, spiritually inspired writings all over the place. Question is, what spirit? That's the big issue. The big issue is, why am I doing this for your sake and listening right now for the providence of God to get to you? Let me tell you something. God the Holy Spirit is reaching out to you. If you don't know the living Christ, the same Christ who was born in Bethlehem, who lived out that life in perfection, who went to the cross, that same Jesus crucified in your behalf, died not for himself but for you, buried but rose the third day, like prophetic scripture said 1,000 years in advance that he would do. The same living Christ that can come to live in your heart. Did you realize that the living Christ, it's not just a spiritual experience, though. Let me tell you something. Coming to know God in Christ is a spiritual experience. It's a spiritual transformation. It is a powerful thing. But it's beyond just those phrases. It's redemption. But beyond that phrase, it is that same living Christ from 2,000 years ago who ascended back from where he came, who's going to return again as the Prince of Peace. He will end all the war, all the crime, all the death, all the stuff. If you're hoping for a new age, the real new, listen, get real close to the mic now, the real new age, and I'll be sharing on this very shortly, taken out of the book of Hebrews, when it refers to the powers of the age to come. What is that referring to? In which Christ, the Prince of Peace, Mighty God, you know, Everlasting God, Mighty... Listen, when you read about who He is and what He is going to do, it's the infinite that has the ability to do it. The finite and the strategy of what we're seeing in the fallen cherub is to try to preempt everything that God is doing, to do it before God actually does it. There's a reason for His madness. Antichrist and His existence in the world, if He's here today, and I believe He is, and His apocalypse to the world after the great chaos, is not God's idea, not God's will, not God's plan. It is solely and completely in the origins of the fallen cherub, in the design of the heart of the fallen cherub. The scripture not only tells us his origin and his nature, but he has methodology, scheme, that he is able to put together a sequence, a synchronicity of events. And there is a satanic sequence, a satanic evolution of alternative spirituality presented to the world, listen to me, as never before in human history. And I'm going to say really quickly, it's not man's idea either. Though in the category of human need, I mean, when you think in terms of need, when Katrina occurred in the United States, or in earthquakes and other catastrophes around the world, the people are looking to someone to help them, someone to save them. Someone drowning into the water, they want someone to save them. Nazi Germany, or Germany before the Nazis, wanted help. This is what gave rise, let alone the spiritual side of the rise of Hitler and Himmler and the rest. There was this concept of the need for this kind of leadership. And let me tell you something that Alvin Toffler wrote about in his book, The Third Wave, many years ago, that all of Europe has a Messiah complex. So it's not that man comes up with the idea of an Antichrist with a political, military, global leader. It's the idea that in a collapsing world, in a world that is disintegrating, in a world that where there is great trouble, in a world where they feel there is overpopulation, the economic structure is breaking down, a madness of nuclear war and terrorism is all around us, the feeling of the possibilities of the annihilation of the human race, the need to heal the environment and change things and stop the madness. There is a clamoring for something in someone, a new method, a new politic, a new government, a new religion, a new leader that can bring about peace and safety in the world that is going to hell in a handbag. So there may be that concept in man. And that's, let me tell you something now. The reason behind the design of the coming chaos that will occur as an unprecedented event in human history. A chaos, a collapse of the current governments and political systems and economic systems all the way down. It's not going to be just economic. It will be political. It will be spiritual. It will be on a military basis. The collapse will be across the board, but not annihilation. The planned collapse based on anarchy and chaos that is planned by the exact same presence that is conceived. Homo Satanus and his development, training, preparation. We're talking about the most supernatural man in human history outside of Jesus Christ himself. We're not talking about a man possessed like Judas in John's Gospel chapter 13, where Satan entered him to go betray the Son of God. We're not talking about possession. We're not even really talking about Nephilim, where the B'nai Elohim or fallen angels had sex with women and brought about giants and mutants and transmuted humans and hybrids. I believe in the Antichrist, if we take the theological assumption that since Satan is revealed as a constant counterfeiter of everything about God, he counterfeits inspiration of writings. He brings about doctrines. He brings about counterfeit spiritual gifts, counterfeit church, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, counterfeit experiences, dreams, and visions, counterfeit objectives and plans and mission. Counterfeit everything. Even in Scripture, the terminology for the rise of the Antichrist, parousia and apocalypse, are the same terminologies of the original Greek used of the coming of the living Christ. Everything about Antichristos, the instead of Christ, is counterfeit. And based on that concept, I believe that there will be some form of satanic conception, a counterfeit conception. That it's not possession, but down into the genetics, similar, very much similar to the Nephilim. But now we're talking about the fallen cherub himself, in a counterfeit incarnation. But because we're dealing with the finite, no matter how powerful, mixing with the human race, it is still infinitely behind the original God-inspired, conceived conception of God in human flesh, the incarnation of Christ. Nevertheless, just as there was Mary that became the recipient of the work of the Spirit of God without the aid of a human male, conception caused by God the Holy Spirit in bringing forth the God-man Christ, I would say, and I believe by assumption of this counterfeit principle, that there will be a counterfeit conception. Let me tell you something, as we do a session on this later on, I'll go into the details of particular rituals and things that underground Satanists have told me about how they plan to bring this about, or have brought it about. Not God's idea, not man's idea. Maybe man's wish for a super leader. Maybe man's wish, because he's pushed to the brink of annihilation, frustration, and dread, desiring something to save the planet, save the globe, save the nations, save humanity. And I'm telling you, that which helps create and cause that desire and need in fallen humanity is the same one orchestrating in satanic synchronicity an evolutionary spiritual process to prepare fallen humanity for the great chaos and anarchy that will bring about then a spiritual explosion. Some would call it a spiritual planetary wave. A breaking in, a manifestation of satanic presence as never before in human history, and we may be only a few years away. this is in totality the fallen cherub's design. It's come from Hell's Kitchen. And we would only know about the coming Antichrist. Let me ask you something. Where are the other writings? Even in the prophetic elements of Nostradamus, which mostly have proved or failed, even in his discussions of three antichrists, which is incorrect, he still does not have the kind of incredible revelation. You know why? We're talking about the infinite Spirit of God. We're talking about the knowing of God. We're talking about the presence of God and the ability of God to know all things, all the time, in totality. He knows you infinitely. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows humanity. He knows the past, the present, and the future at the same moment. He knows all contingencies and all possibilities and the actualities, which are the things that count. And so when it comes to the origin of Satan, the nature of Satan, the methodology of Satan, the agenda of Satan, God has already read his mail, knows everything, and has brought to us strategic and preemptive information that involves warning, that shows us the source of alternative spirituality, masquerading as an angel of light, masquerading as ministers of righteousness, masquerading, but under the mask is the lethality. This is the cause of the fall of one third of the angels, the cause of the fall of the human race. Don't think for a moment that this is some small thing. We're talking now, not only does this deal with the destiny of humanity and alternative, you know, offers to humanity and lies and deception and deceit, it involves the coming most horrific bloodshed and devastation, confusion and fear, catastrophic events, global events. Listen, by the time we get to the coming chaos, from that point on, everything is global. The rise of the Antichrist brings about global impact. Everything politically will be global. Everything on the military scale will turn global. The opening of the abyss, spiritual events, spiritual planetary waves or powers. Take a look in Revelation 16. It has not yet occurred, but is coming. A release of spiritual power as never before in human history on a satanic scale. The seduction, the precursors to that seduction have been laid out. And so, even with the precursors, the spiritual power and this wave of supernatural, miraculous seduction will affect the globe. And it's not God's idea. And it's not from the inspiration of man. The idea, and the dream, and the concept comes again from the fallen cherub in Hell's Kitchen. But the manifestation of that is occurring everywhere. The preparatory spiritual teachings concerning a coming man for the world. There's a number of streams that is preparing spiritually on an alternative basis, preparing mankind for the arrival of the Antichrist, but he's purported to be, the Savior of the world, the Prince that's going to bring peace. He is truly the anti, the instead of, yes, opposed. You better believe, the closer we come to the apocalypse of Antichrist, you better believe the sense of spiritual antagonism to towards anything that is God's, anything that is really of the Spirit of God, of the presence of God, of the living Christ, will be opposed. And that opposition will come to the point of lethality. When we think in terms of Satan's idea, remember again Genesis 3, Satan is the tempter. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, still seen as the one tempting, still seen as the one deceiving and seducing, the one that is able to lead people's pure and sincere devotion to God. Even believers, even you believers, the spiritual seduction is going to be there to try to reframe things and reframe biblical concept and seek to move you to alternative spiritual concept. If not, just simply weaken you. If not do that, then attack you. So the tempter is all around us. We find in John's Gospel 13 that in the unbelieving heart of Judas, who had rejected Christ, didn't believe in him, never did believe in him, but had his heart set on greed, seduction, deception, that became the platform, the laws of engagement, see, for Satan to enter into him and to bring about the betrayal and ultimate crucifixion of Christ. We're told in the book of 1 Peter 5 that Satan prowls around, that he's seeking to devour. You've got to understand that in the midst of this work, there is an incremental satanic evolution that has been going on. It's going to burst like a water balloon that's been blown up so far. That satanic kingdom is stretching and stretching and stretching and stretching. God's restraint is holding it back. But what Satan has conceived, what he has dreamed, what he has desired, because, well, let's ask the question. How in the world does it come to this? I mean, we can ask the question, why in the world did Judas, being around Jesus for those 3 years or so, seeing that Jesus loved, that he wasn't a liar, that he wasn't a fake, that he rose people from the dead, that he walked on water, that he fed individuals, that he spoke the truth, how could it be that he couldn't come to believe in the living Christ? How could it be that his heart was wide open for Satan? Satan didn't enter into Peter or Andrew or any of the others who believed in Jesus. He entered into the one that didn't. You see, those without the Spirit of God, those that do not have your internal structure, spirit, soul, your cardia, the heart, changed, I'm telling you right now, even whether you like it or not, I'm telling you because it's true, because I love you, because God loves you, that the prince of the power of the air is able to operate in your life. He's able to bring to you things that will open you up deeper to his side, to his agenda. You might feel that you have been supernaturally led to things and to books and to situations and to places. You've listened to channelers, or you've astral projected, or you've been to a ritual, or you've been to some spiritual thing, or you had an experience. If it all lends itself to Antichrist, it came from that spirit. You can go to the book of 1 John. It reads in chapter 4. The spirit of Antichrist. How do you know the difference? There's the spirit of Antichrist guiding and directing and leading the world. Please, as I've said before, because this is not just a concept of conspiracy. It's not just about a book or some material or something to scratch the itch of curiosity. It is about your life. It is about your relationship. It is about who you are. It is about, ultimately, that there really are two sides. your embrace of alternative spiritual streams with the ultimate belief that you're going to become your own God, offered by, originating out of, added to, by the fallen cherub. The concept of that Luciferian evolution to deity comes straight from the mouth of the fallen cherub. It didn't occur in the beginning thousands of years ago. It didn't occur among world religions for thousands of years. It hasn't occurred in Buddhism or Hinduism. It didn't occur with Quetzalcoatl and the Mayans. It hasn't occurred with the Gnostics 2,000 years ago. There's no New Ager today that has spiritually evolved from finite to infinite and become a god. The end of that road ultimately will be like it was in the beginning: death and destruction, the loss of relationship with God, and the loss of your eternal soul. If you don't want God now, you will not get God later. Why would you not want God, God's way? Satan does, or the fallen cherub does, present a different way. The Antichrist will back and present a different way. He will be the greatest backer of the New Age movement in human history. He'll be the greatest backer of every possible spirituality that is alternative to the Spirit of God and the living Christ. Though in the end of all of this, like the dark, supernaturally dark politician he will be, the revelation of God shows that he will exalt himself above everything that is called God. Every spirituality, every religious thing. There's going to be a synchronizing of all religions, basically attempt to bring all religions together under one umbrella and eventually under one leader, with the concept that Antichrist exalts himself as God. This is the will, the thelema of Homo Satanas. The insatiable lust to become God. In order to speak the five I wills we can read about in Isaiah, to ascend, to will, to power, the finite wanted to overtake and replace the infinite God. Impossible. It didn't occur then. When God in Christ came, the fallen cherub designed a plot to destroy and annihilate. With the death and the resurrection, the ascension of Christ, he utterly failed. Antichrist is the dream of the fallen cherub himself, the agenda of the dark side completely. Research all the didache of demons, the teachings that have been inspired by fallen spirits, by cosmic crowders, whether it's Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Barbara Marx Hubbard. Whether it's Mueller, Spengler, going back, Sobodendorf, many others, Steiner. Whether it's the revealed information that has flowed from the Akashic Records through Edgar Cayce and many individuals today. All of fallen finite spiritualities, communication, revelation, and information. It all is in sync and communicates a message of rejecting the real Christ of God and of heaven, bringing opposition by bringing, first of all, a replacement. Antichrist is Satan's ultimate goal of bringing replacement of the real Christ to the world. Well, the Bible says that Jesus loved, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, the only begotten Son of God. God has come for the world, that he died and shed his blood for the world, for every human being. That's why the message is still the same. God loves you, wants you. That's why I ask every Luciferian and New Ager and Wiccan and Pagan and all the rest, why did Jesus die on the cross? Obviously, no one in the New Age has done this. Quetzalcoatl has not done this. Maitreya has not done this. There is nothing, no spiritual leader in any measure, in any measure, like the Christ who died on the cross and gave his life for the world. John the Baptist, one of the greatest righteous good men of all time, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And so when we take a look at all of this, and by the way, if you haven't realized that Satan has a will, that he has will, that he has desire, that he would love to get people engaged in his will, that's what the parable of the sower is all about. As Satan goes as the evil one during the night to create tares, if he draws you in as a traditional Satanist, a longtime Luciferian, to some of you elitists and soldiers and others, take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26. How Satan can deceive and guide and lead people and take them, listen, captive to do his will. There are those seed groups out there that have been taken captive. There are those New Age leaders that have been taken captive. Alice Bailey was taken captive to do his will. There is the will of God, there is the will of Satan. There is the agenda of God, there is the agenda of the fallen cherub. It is the fallen cherub's agenda to bring about Antichrist into the world as a replacement to the real Christ, to guide the world to a unification politically so that it can grasp military power, infuse it, guide it, lead it, empower it, because there's an ulterior motive for globalization. You see, if Antichrist sets himself up in the very temple which Jesus Christ is returning to, in that same location, please understand, locality, location, 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 does mean something. That's why there's a battle in Jerusalem now. That's why there'll be a battle concerning the temple. That's why in the prophetic revelation of the Spirit of God, in the return visibly of the glorified Christ back into this world, check it out, Revelation 19. The descent will end at the temple there in Jerusalem. Now, prior to that event, some 7 years prior to that, possibly, the Antichrist will set himself somewhere in that time period of 7 years in that very temple he wants to rule from. He wants to declare himself God, supreme ruler, and the greatest spiritual delusion the world has ever come to know. The politics, the military, and the spirituality will become crystallized as one, with one leader, with supernatural powers flowing out and over that regime. Very similar to the rise of Nazism and its spiritual, political, military agenda. Not God's idea. It is Satan who brings about Antichrist into the world. I asked the question earlier, though, why? How? How can this be? Wouldn't humanity just say, hey, no, we don't want this. This is the Antichrist. This is the bad guy. Well, not if you don't believe God. The problem still is, listen, There could be peace in the world right now. Why doesn't everybody put down their arms? How about if we just say what God says? Nobody ever speak evil against anybody else. Nobody harm anybody else. Nobody cuss anybody else or curse anybody else. Nobody shoot anybody. No killing. No murder whatsoever. No rape. No beatings. No theft. No stealing. Speak only the truth. No lying. Humanity is in rebellion against that, led by the fallen cherub. The sin code in some hearts, the sin issue may be in your life. Has it been taken care of? You see, the New Age is playing this mirage game of, well, there's no need, just don't worry about it, negative energy, trying to keep you pacified from the real moral guilt you might have in your heart. What Jesus did at the cross was to conquer the totality of sin. The Bible says where sin abounds, grace much more. It blasts the totality of sin out of the water. God's able to forgive. God's able to wash and make us clean inside and out. God is able to make us so clean, so holy, so righteous by the righteousness of Jesus Christ that we can have absolute, total access, friendship with God Himself. God took care of the problem at the cross. Satan is coming into the world as never before. The ramping up of spiritual deception, counterfeit word, counterfeit doctrine, counterfeit agenda, counterfeit spirituality, counterfeit prophecy, counterfeit visions, dreams, experiences, counterfeit communications, counterfeit belief systems in a new age of Aquarius and peace, counterfeit unity. The reason why he's going to have this grasp, and Revelation chapter 12 predicts and shows that the dragon, Satan, leads the whole world astray because the world as a whole, the world and leaders and national leaders and masses of individuals are believing the lie. In the rejection of the real Christ, they're going to find, because they do not have the Spirit of God, they cannot perceive the difference as wave after wave after wave, or like onion layer after onion layer after onion layer of spiritual alternative and spiritual deception comes. People are going to hell. The Antichrist is God on earth. People are going to hell, the Antichrist, the greatest political leader. People are going to wonder how anybody can make war against him. People are going to unify, and nations are going to unify, and the world is going to move towards, because of the spiritual presence and power, in the absence of the Spirit of God in hearts and lives, of the vacuum of the presence of God inside people's hearts and lives. So I ask you, does the living Christ dwell in you? Are the totality of your faculties awakened to God? Do you have God, Holy Spirit discernment, Holy Spirit perception? If the Spirit of God dwells in you, you're going to know the spiritual inspiration and writings and teachings and spiritual counterfeit signs, wonders, and everything that's leading towards this globalism. You're going to know by the Spirit of God that it is counterfeit, that it is not of God. They're going to know that you know. And you're going to need to know your authority in Christ, Luke chapter 10. You're going to need to know the armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6. Listen, as a believer in Christ, you're going to need to realize that without the Spirit of God revealing not only the origin, the nature, the methodology, but also the agenda of the fallen cherub, we would have no information. It would be occurring all around us, but we wouldn't have any idea how, where, what, without the insight, even when secular stations like Coast to Coast and George Norrie and Art Bell and others talk about an Antichrist, there is no revelation of this individual outside of this incredible heads up of what Satan is doing in the world as preparatory warning, revealing to us the ramping up, the sequential development, the coming sequence of his events. What is just around the corner? Well, the frog in the kettle approach will continue to swell. More and more doctrines of demons, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, and alternative spirituality that some of you may have a hold of and not realize that it has a hold of you. The Spirit of God shows us very clearly that what Satan is presenting to the world in the incremental approach, in the flooding the world with spiritual alternatives through the seduction of seducing or deceiving spirits, Timothy 4:1, 2 Thessalonians 2, the counterfeit miracle signs and wonders, and eventually what's been brewing just under the surface, shadow government, shadow military, shadow spirituality, shadowing science, shadowing technology. Hell is rising. And this dark, black flame is ready to burst. Not the slow, incremental approach any longer. God reveals that a great bursting of hell on earth, and then the counterfeit of the ages. This is the fallen cherub's idea. Homo Satanus, his presence is the manifestation, the apex of deception, the apex of seduction, the apex, the manifestation. Whereas God's manifestation in Christ is the manifestation of God in human flesh. This is now, listen, if you want to know deep theology, take a look at Jesus. Look at the attributes of God flowing through him. Look at God in human flesh. Look what he does. Look what he's like. Look what his actions are, what his words are, what his teachings are, what the cross is, what the death and resurrection and ascension and return is all about. And then compare that. Compare that with what has been revealed. Now I know that the spirits have revealed in the New Age he'll be the world teacher. Among the Mayans he may be, you know, the return of Quetzalcoatl, who lusted for blood. Among the Buddhist spiritual teaching, the Maitreya. Among Islam, the Mahdi, the belief of the world teacher. The world is being set up, my friend. The fallen cherub is setting up the world that is without the presence of God in their life. He's seducing it. He may be seducing you. Do you want the Spirit of God dwelling in you? Do you want the living Christ coming into your life and snapping this satanic counterfeit divine light? A masquerading of supernatural light. Do you know the difference? What Satan has inspired to bring into the world includes the deception of billions, the death of billions, hell's mouth open wide for maybe billions. Question is, are you one of them that will believe the alternative sequence of satanic evolution, that you can improve and evolve and become a god yourself? I'll say it again, the finite cannot lead you to the infinite. But the infinite can lead you to redemption, the gift of eternal life, cleansing, the power and presence of God. Come to the living Christ if you haven't. Listen, come to the living Christ. Whosoever calls, the other side is real, but the other side coming from heaven is real. God is real. Christ is real. The elect angels are real. The Word of God, inspired by the Spirit of God, real. And the redemption, the love of God, the healing of God, the power of God to set you free, all real. Jesus said it best in John's Gospel, chapter 7, I tell you the truth, whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of their inmost being, the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Will you right now, whatever nation you're coming from, the Russians, the Finns, the Swedes, Germans in Italy and France, down in South Africa, down in South America, across the United States, into Canada, Japan, China, wherever you're listening right now, by the thousands upon thousands of you who listen to this simple broadcast, let me say that God is there, God has an answer. Salvation is called the power of God. Christ, the gospel, the good news, God loves you. God took care of the issues at the cross. Jesus shed his blood for you. Come to the living Christ. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of eternal life, the gift of the friendship of God. Open your heart. Lord Jesus Christ, I receive you. Come into my life. I trust in you. I renounce Satan. I renounce the fallen cherub. I renounce satanic seduction and deception. If you have done this, if you have given your heart to the living Christ, wherever you're from, write to me, Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net, email address, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. Soldier, listen to me. It is God that loves you, and He will take away the fear of death.